So you don't need to be a clinician to make a difference. Many people who think about suicide are looking to communicate the pain that they're in and getting support around that. And that's something that everyone in this room can do, right? So hopefully this kind of simple sequence of connect, ask, respond, and encourage is something that you can take with you. So when you potentially have concerns about a loved one or a friend or a coworker, that you feel a little bit more confident in some of the steps that you can take to help them. Before we wrap up today, I want to revisit the story of Maya, who we talked about at the beginning of the talk today. So 28-year-old teacher who was feeling overwhelmed, isolated, and silent in her pain. Well, Maya's story didn't end there, right? A couple weeks went by when she was in this space of disconnecting and isolating, and one of her friends began to notice. And instead of letting it slide, her friend reached out and said,